What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Set Your Mind Above podcast. I'm your host, BJ Seip. I'm a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In this podcast, we take everyday, ordinary events and explore how they can teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this episode. Now let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our Bibles together. Well, one more day in the books of quarantine for the Seip House. Actually, Kylie was fever-free for the first time all day today, which is wonderful news. If she stays that way through the night, that means tomorrow she can come back out of her lair and into the world with the rest of us. We're just so glad that it looks like her fever has finally broke, and aside from being exhausted, is on the upswing from this flu bug that bit her. That left just me with the kids one last time today. So that means, of course, that today's podcast will be inspired by something that happened with them. But hey, you've got to cut me some slack. When you're stuck at home doing nothing, you really don't have a whole lot to work with. As it turns out, the kids gave me plenty of material today, though. So before we start, I'll need to give you some background on my daughter and her top love language. If you've not read The 5 Love Languages from Gary Chapman, I would highly recommend it. He narrows down the ways that individuals show and receive love into 5 categories: physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, and gift giving. Most people score in all of these, but usually score higher in 1 or 2 primarily over the others. Well, my daughter is a gift giver through and through. Whenever someone is sick, sad, or hurting, she wants to bring them one of her toys or draw them a picture. Also, it's like every time she has ever been given a gift, it has become a core memory. I can pick up any toy, article of clothing, or book and ask her, "Who gave this to you?" And she will get it right every single time. It's kind of amazing, actually. This is important to know about her before I detail the event from today. I was in the kitchen unloading and then loading again the dishwasher as the kids were running through the house playing. Now, I don't like them running through the kitchen when the dishwasher is open because they could fall and trip easily and potentially even land on a fork or a knife. So I said, "All right, everybody out of the kitchen. Daddy's doing the dishes." Dane quickly scurried out of the kitchen, but Ava ran the other direction towards the pantry. "Ava," I said, "out of the kitchen, please." "Just a minute, Dad," she responded. "No, now, sweetie," I said back. Ava then emerged from the pantry with a breakfast bar that I frequently enjoy and says, "Dad, I was getting this for you. That's why I couldn't go yet." I smiled because I saw that this was about to be a wonderful teaching moment. She had the best of intentions, and in her mind, she was doing something to show me that she loves me. I bent down and called her over. "Honey, I appreciate that you wanted to do something for me. I love how you love your daddy. But if you really want to do something for me and you really want to make daddy happy, then you need to do what I ask you to do the first time. It's more important for you to obey than to keep doing whatever it is that you are doing. Does that make sense?" "Yes, daddy," she said softly and wrapped her arms around my neck. It was a precious moment, and I was grateful to have that opportunity to introduce a very important lesson to her. I know that she loves me, but something that she will continue to learn is how she needs to do what I have asked her to do, not what she thinks I want her to do. Actually, that is a lesson that a lot of us need to learn. not necessarily the way that we show our love for others, but the way that we show our love for God. How many times have you heard someone say the following? Well, God didn't say not to fill in the blank. You see, that's the thing about doing what's pleasing to God. You don't have to guess. God has already told us what He wants us to do, and all He wants us to do is obey. God is not interested in us doing for Him what we think He wants us to do. He is interested in us doing for Him what He has already asked of us. Consider the following dialogue between Saul, the king of Jerusalem, and Samuel, the prophet of God. In 1 Samuel 15, starting in verse 16, Samuel says, "Stop. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." "Tell me," Saul replied. Samuel continued, "Although you once considered yourself unimportant, haven't you become the leader of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you the king over Israel and sent you on a mission and said, 'Go and completely destroy the sinful Amalekites. Fight against them until you have annihilated them.' So why didn't you obey the Lord? Why did you rush on the plunder and do what was evil in the Lord's sight?" "But I did obey the Lord," Saul answered. "I went on the mission the Lord gave me, and I brought back King Agag of Amalek and completely destroyed the Amalekites. The troops took the sheep and the goats and the cattle and the plunder and the best of what was set apart for destruction to sacrifice to the Lord your God at Gilgal." And then Samuel said, "Does the Lord take pleasure in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? Look, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to pay attention is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and defiance is like wickedness and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you as king." God had given Saul clear instructions to destroy the Amalekites completely, who were a violent, wicked, awful nation. And yet Saul did not do this. He pounced on the spoil and claimed that he was going to take the best of it and offer it as a gift to God. I am not sure that Saul was as well-intentioned as my daughter was with this gesture, and the context seems to confirm that. But even if he was, consider the words of the prophet Samuel again. To obey is better than sacrifice. God was not pleased with what Saul had done because Saul did for the Lord what he himself wanted, not what God had actually asked of him. The same lesson that was given to the king is the same lesson that we ourselves must remember. Good intentions are no substitute for obedience. Jesus asked this question during his ministry. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things that I say? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, hears my words, and acts on them. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. When the flood came, the rivers crashed against that house and couldn't shake it, because it was well built. But the one who hears and does not act is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The river crashed against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the destruction of that house was great." Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Here's the point that Jesus is clearly teaching us. Don't complicate things. Just do what He asks. Doing that which is pleasing to God is not as hard as we often make it out to be. We simply need to stop, listen, and then act. God is not pleased when we worship Him the way that we want to worship Him. He is only pleased when we worship Him the way that He has asked us to. God is not pleased when we live the way that we want to live for Him. He is only pleased when we live the way that He has commanded us to. We could continue down this list, but I think you get the point. Do you want to show God that you love Him? Do you want to please Him and show Him your true faith? Don't guess. Don't assume. Just listen and obey. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and I would invite you back Tuesdays through Fridays for a brand new episode each day. If you haven't already, be sure to find us on Facebook for occasional announcements and special video sessions. If you have benefited from this podcast, please, if you're able to, be sure to share it with someone else that you think could benefit from it as well. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all, each and every day, set our minds above.